feel like you limited the high danger chances, though, kept them to the outside for the most part.
Yeah, well, I think for the most part, you know, they create a lot of offense from their back end, and you know, they get a lot of shots from the outside. And you know, I thought we did a real good job boxing out, and you know, they didn't have too many opportunities at the second and third pucks. I thought, you know, we were able to react on those and able to clear those out. And you know, the ones that they did have, Ellie was doing a really good job, you know, squaring up and be able to make the saves on those second ones. So. No, they did have a lot of shots, I think, you know, for the most part, though. We were able to kind of limit their chances getting to the middle of the ice.
Adam, obviously one of the strengths of this team is the versatility, ability of guys to play different roles. What do you say about Brian Little, who's time's been the number one center on this team? Now last night he's a winger on the line with you, and just his versatility.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's always nice to have guys like that on our team. You look at what Copper's been able to do. He kind of rotates between the wing and center. Wheels kind of has gone into the middle when Scheif was hurt. And Brian, you know, he's real underrated, I think, across the league. He's so versatile and he does so many things well. And early in the year when he's playing with the kids, he's so defensively responsible. He kind of allows them the free space to kind of wheel and deal. And you know, getting to play with him last night, you just see the plays he makes. You know, he makes a lot of simple plays, but they're usually the right ones. And he's so good at supporting the puck, I think. Just he's such a smart player, and transitioning from the middle to the wing, you know, it's always nice to play with a guy like that.
So as a center, is there any extra comfort or challenge when you have a natural center now moving onto your wing? Do you have to be careful not to run into each other?
No, you know what, I think, you know, the style of play we play, it's, you know, you're relying on being the first guy back and things like that. It's always nice to have a guy that's so used to playing down low on your end. It almost makes it more comfortable that he's the first guy back. You're not looking for that switch off when you can. You're comfortable going to the wing. And you know, it helps. I think early on, it might take a little bit just to get the chemistry, I think, you know, early with Copper and Rusty. And with Joel, we've played together so much that, you know, our reads are pretty much down. We know what to expect. And, you know, there's some plays last night where, you know, we're cycling the puck and we're not necessarily, you know, on the same page yet. But, you know, I think that'll come. You know, I liked where we started last night.
How physical was that game compared to what you expected?
You know, I don't think it was that physical, but they lose Watson early. He's a big part that drives that physical play with that line, and he gets out of the game early. And you know, they have guys rotating in there, and Buffs got a few big hits, and then after that, I think it kind of settled down. It was a fast game. I think, you know, there's different styles of game, and I think you're going to see different styles throughout the series, but. Well, I think last night was more speed. I thought, you know, a lot of transition. That's where we got some over our offense, and you know, that's where they're dangerous as well.
I was going to hear about some guys, are, you know, the expression they're built for playoff hockey. The way Brandon Tanev plays the game, is he a playoff hockey style player?
Well, you know what, he's a guy that he plays hard every night, and he doesn't always accomplish things the prettiest ways. You know, he's all speed, and you know, he's kind of just goes in there reckless abandon sometimes, and you know, he's getting knocked around, his helmet comes flying off from time to time. And but you know, he seemed to score some big goals for us, and you know, especially in the second half of the year, I thought, you know, he really started to contribute, not just on the penalty kill, not just in a defensive role. And it's always nice to see guys like that rewarded. I think you need your depth players to contribute offensively in the playoffs if you're going to succeed. And you know, we've been fortunate; we've had a lot of guys do that.
Any goal wasn't a highlight reel goal last night?
Oh, I thought it was pretty nice.
How about you? Are you getting antsy with contributing offensively, or no? Can you leave that aside?
You know what? We're 5-1 in the playoffs right now. We're around 2, and we're up 1-0. I think. You know, there's different areas in the game that you can contribute. Obviously, you know, you'd like to be on the score sheet, and you know, it's always fun to score goals and contribute. But you know, I think there's different focuses in my game and that are much more important than that.
Any psychological edge to chasing a Vezina candidate in game one?
No, you know what? Minnesota chased Helly in game three, and Helly came back in a 2 straight shutouts. So. You're going to look at Pekka. I think, you know, I don't think the goals are on him. And, you know, the first one, it's a play in the slot and a backdoor read, and And then you look at it, he makes a save in Stastny, and he taps in a rebound, and that's a real good shot by Scheif. So, you know, he's a tremendous goalie over there. We're expecting, you know, both goalies to hold their teams into the game. So we know we're going to need to get more pucks to the net. We're going to need to get keep getting traffic and, you know, capitalize on those chances when we do get them.